House Kitchen, August 2nd, 2016. Written by Cricket Nation Rise. Read by Chaos Cure. Sometimes a fresh start looks like snickerdoodles. The scent of browned batter lingering in the air for an hour after being incorporated into the dough. The not yet cleaned up drops of vanilla extract growing sticky on the counter, the melt in your mouth, sweet and spicy cinnamon and sugar taste, the using the last dairy pill that was being saved for Biddy's welcome back mac and cheese on a cold glass of milk instead, the denial of being full only to reach out with an okay, just one or two, or maybe three, more rueful looking expression. Sometimes a fresh start looks like snickerdoodles. Or at least, Dex hopes it does. He'd actually managed to unlock his jaw and his pride enough to apologize to Nursie before they left for the summer. He'd practiced in the mirror for like half an hour before knocking on Nursie's door, determined to clear the air in person before they were separated for weeks on end. For all the bickering they do, he and Nursie are best friends, and having this, not quite an actual argument, hanging over his head was driving Dex insane. Despite the apology, it felt like they were both being delicate with each other over the summer, cup party notwithstanding, sticking to mostly neutral topics. They chirped Chowder, they made sure to find Biddy and Jack for flirting in the group chat and kept up with team gossip. Nursie is coming in an hour, and Dex is not ready. Well, he's ready for Hoggy and Frog movie nights TM and classes, ready for pies and keksters and studying. Ready for bus trips and homework and not enough hours in the day. What he's not ready for is sharing a room with the guy he has a massive crush on. Not ready for waking up to see a sleepy, rumbled Nursie every morning. Not ready for optimizing their morning and evening routines to flow seamlessly around each other, letting Dex's domestic daydreams run wild. Not ready for the inevitable sharing of clothes and space. Not ready to fall even more in love. As he combines the dry ingredients with a little more vigor than necessary, he suddenly and viscerally understands Biddy's need to bake. It's an activity that requires attention and focus. No room for fantasies about sitting on a porch swing with your defense partner unless you want burned cookies. Baking is something to keep his hands busy, keeps him from fretting too much about what's to come. And at the end of it, he gets cookies. He's just pulling the first tray of cinnamon sugary goodness out of the oven when he hears the front door open and a clatter of luggage and kicked-off shoes that can only be one person. Nursie is early. Dex's heart rate kicks up traitorously. Betty, I didn't think you were back until... Holy shit, Dex, you're baking?
Yeah, I had some time. Wanted cookies, so...
I didn't think you were a huge fan of snickerdoodles, though. You always complain about the lack of chocolate.
Well, Dex says, a blush creeping up the back of his neck. They're your favorite.
Nursie beams at him, and for a second, Dex forgets how to breathe. You are the best roommate ever. Seriously, Nursie says, crossing the room and throwing his arms around Dex. Dex, predictably, freezes for a moment or two before relaxing and hugging back. Got your back. Sometimes a fresh start looks a lot like snickerdoodles.
The end.